Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
Hey there, Curiosity Builders. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, makers, artists, podcasters, writers, filmmakers, designers, and coders who are on a mission of bringing their ideas to life by creating new things and getting their work to work. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative life for some time, I hope you'll learn something new in this podcast, challenge your assumptions about what is possible, and chase big ideas so you can become who you were born to be. Earlier this week, I released an interview with Trey Seals, and something he said got me thinking. Where do I come from? Not just in the heritage of my ancestors, but in the lineage of creative leadership that got me to where I am today. Trey talked about the reality that he has not gotten to where he is today by himself. We are all influenced by people, but we also have opportunities to be influential in someone else's life. In this episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm going to explore what it means to be a leader as we consider who has shaped us in the past and who we are shaping in the future. Show notes and links to resources mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/357. You'll also find links to stream the show on the major podcast platforms, an opportunity to keep in touch with Chris Martin Studios through the Curiosity Lab, and ways to support Getting Work to Work by purchasing posters, swag packs, and more. It's an interesting question. Where do you come from? I remember at one point in life hearing stories about family members who came from England, while tales of other family lines being traced to Russia and Germany. I probably should have paid more attention to my grandparents while they were still alive telling those stories. But what's interesting is there's more than one way to consider this question of where you come from. It could be in the sense of a place like this. But what I want to talk about today is to consider where you come from in a creative leadership sense. Who are the voices that shaped you into the creative you are today? Who are the creative leaders who knowingly and unknowingly defined your vision and view of the world? As I was becoming more of a professional and being more creative, I remember my grandmother telling me stories about my great-grandfather and how he had, I think, a dark room, and he loved taking pictures. Is that where my creative sense comes from? I know it comes from my mom because she's an amazing painter and all-around creative person. And coming back to Trey's interview from earlier this week, I love that he mentioned the importance of knowing who supported you along the journey of you becoming who you are today. And what's interesting is he almost effortlessly started to name people. Who comes to mind for you when you think about your lineage of creative leadership? Maybe it's an overly supportive parent or relative. Perhaps it's a friend you met in another part of the world on a trip, only to find that you connect to each other and you have the opportunity to be encouraged for decades after. One of the most influential people in my life is my good friend Ben. He's actually been on this show before. I met him in 2000 in all places, Israel. We were both on a trip with a church. He was actually working for the church, and I wasn't sure what I was doing with my life. And every chance we had, we talked about life. We talked about creativity. We talked about filmmaking and art. Oftentimes over a Fanta in the hotel lobbies. Maybe your parent always told you that it was possible what you want to do. There are so many positive examples that we could consider, but it's not enough to be shaped by positive examples, because we are also shaped by the things that wreck us, challenge us, and hurt us. For me, it's the bad bosses, the experiences that fell apart and still haunt my long-term creative memory, the parents maybe who didn't support you or even get you. When I was first starting out as a creative, I had built an amazing relationship with a roommate in college that turned into bandmates, but it all came crashing down as I moved on with my life. And I regret, in many ways, how that falling out occurred. But I've been shaped creatively by the way this man looked at the world, the way that he was a do-it-yourselfer. He unknowingly shaped the do-it-yourself view that I have with my life. Later on, I had a boss when I was just starting out that I didn't get. I didn't understand him. And I don't think he got me either. But as I grow older and more experienced, I think I really understand him a lot more. But I value what I learned, even though it took almost 15 years to fully realize the lesson. More recently, I've chased visions of leadership, following other people's companies, following their view of the world, often forsaking my own, only to finally realize that I'm on a path that no one else can define for me. And while these are my negative examples, chances are some are popping up for you right now. And it's okay, because these negative examples also shape your lineage of creativity and creative leadership as much as the positive examples. They're in everything that you do. But it's not just the people who have shaped and influenced you. It's also the people you have touched, encouraged, empowered, and even devastated and demotivated along the way. You have most likely had a positive and negative effect on others, because that's how it works. As you grow in your creative abilities and embrace the lineage of your creative leadership, I want you to start making notes of the people who have impacted you, how their influence has defined you, and what you can learn from it. Then start paying attention to how you can extend this wisdom to others. Why? Because your impact as a creative human has very little to do with your work and everything to do with how you make people feel. Because this is the work of our future. And the writer John O'Donohue says it best in his book, To Bless the Space Between Us. He writes, "This is what all art strives for, the creation of a living permanence." When we consider the lineage of our creative leadership, that is what we are doing. We are creating a living permanence. Will you live on in the minds of others as someone who empowered them or destroyed them? Were you a saint or a sinner? A tyrant or a generous giver of encouragement? These are the questions that add depth and understanding to what I do every single day. What about you? Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.